Grace and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all know that it has been a difficult year and a half at this point. And I'll tell you that in the spring, as the summer began, I was feeling pretty discouraged and really quite exhausted. We had all had so much hope for the vaccine that things were going to go back to normal, and yet we continued to question and have decisions to make about how to gather, how to do ministry the best way while still keeping people safe and secure. And it was just getting to be a lot for me, and I just was feeling kind of lost and wondering how to go on, what the future had in store. Now, we have talked about before a book that the council is reading called Sailboat Church. And this book encourages and teaches really how to live in discernment, in prayer, as we seek where God would have us go in this place as a congregation. And in the back of this book, there is a section, 40 days of prayer. Toward moving into that place of discernment and prayerfulness. We are going to, as we go into fall, invite the whole congregation into this season of prayer and use these materials. But back in June, I said, I'm just going to sit down with these 40 days of prayer and kind of go through this ahead of the congregation. And so I open up my book, Sailboat Church, and there, day one, and the verse that's laid out there on the top of the page: "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your well-being and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." Friends, I tell you, I almost fell off my chair. It just struck me so hard right there. Of course, God has got this. It is not our job to work really, really hard and get through this, but to trust in God and to know that my future in ministry, in my work, and our future as a congregation in this community is held in God's hands. And that what God has for us is a future with hope. It was a beginning of my healing, reading that verse. So today, in our reading, we find the people of Israel in exile in Babylon, or at least the leaders have gone into exile. The political leaders, the scholars, the temple leaders have been taken into exile in Babylon. The rest of the people are living back in Judah, but under occupation. And for all of them, they are wondering, where is God in this? How could this have happened to us, to God's people? And for them, their worship life has always been centered on the temple. They believed in that God dwelled in the temple in a particular way, and the temple has been destroyed. And the people in exile are far from their home and far from the temple. Where is God? Are we even still God's people? And it is into this situation that Jeremiah writes the letter we read. Now, Jeremiah did not go into exile with the people, but this letter goes to Babylon and also is circulated to the people in Judah around. Now, one thing he tells them is that they will be in Babylon for a while. There are some false prophets in Babylon going around and saying, oh, don't worry, this won't last too long. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But Jeremiah says, that's not the case. This is a lengthy exile that is going to happen now. There will be generations that live in exile in Babylon. But this letter also offers words of hope and promise to all of the people of Israel, those in exile, those who remain home, that says that God is still with them. This is not the end for Israel. God has not forgotten them. Seek me with all your heart, says God, and you will find me. And then these words, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, for your well-being and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." How those words must have sounded to those people whose whole way of life, whose whole culture had crumbled, who were wondering where God was in the midst of their exile. But it's important to remember that in this letter, that "you" is a plural "you." This is addressed not to any individual people, but to the community of Israel, the whole people of God. "I know the future I have in store for all y'all," God says. "You are reaping what you have sown by your disobedience. You are experiencing the consequences of trusting the foreign powers rather than trusting me. But when you seek me, you will find me. You will have a future as my people. You will have a future even in that land to which you will return. All will be well. And in the meantime, while you are in Babylon, while you are under occupation," if you back up a little bit in the letter, Jeremiah has instructions for the people who are living in exile. Don't sit around waiting, pining for some future, or wishing for the good old days. Plant, build, marry, have children. Live as you have lived as my people. Live in the way that I have taught you to live in community with one another and in this new place where you find yourselves. Do what you have always done. Don't lose faith. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. It came to me that one thing that has always been true about God's people is that we are blessed to be a blessing. It is no different for God's people in exile in Babylon. Plant and build, Jeremiah says. Settle yourselves there. Seek the welfare of the city where you find yourselves. Be a blessing to the people among whom you live, even in exile, even when they may seem like your enemies. This is where you are now. Seek the welfare of this place. Generations later, Jesus will tell the people who have gathered to hear him teach, "God is here among you right now. Act like it. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Live in love. Love your enemies. Care for one another. If you follow me, if you live like the community of God's people that you are, you will give hope to the world. And when you live in prayer, when you seek God and seek the welfare of the place you are, when you follow Jesus and live as the community of God's people, that will be your hope as well. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your well-being and not for harm, to give you, to give all of us a future with hope. Amen.